It was a somber day in Spain. Ceremonies marked the second anniversary of a series of bomb blasts that killed 191 people along a Madrid commuter rail line. More than 1,500 people were wounded. Jerome Sokolowski reports that the investigation has been slow, and many victims and family members are growing impatient to see justice done.
After 2 years and the arrest of 116 suspects, Spanish authorities have held only one trial in connection with the train bombings. It was of a Spanish teenager who admitted to stealing and helping transport the dynamite for the terrorists. The trial lasted less than 20 minutes, and the defendant was given a reduced sentence of 6 years in a juvenile rehabilitation center. At a center for train bombing victims, Jesus Ramirez says he attended that trial. It was totally disappointing, Ramirez says. We came out of there very angry and very bitter. Yesterday, Spain's Vice Prime Minister, Maria Teresa Fernandez de la Vega, urged victims to have faith in the justice system. She said investigators have uncovered much evidence. The evidence made public so far suggests that the bombings were planned and executed by a local radical cell with ties to al-Qaeda groups in North Africa and Europe. Several weeks after the bombings, seven of the suspects died in a blast after police surrounded them at a hideout near Madrid. The dead included a Tunisian who was described as the ideological mastermind of the bombings. Now, 24 people remain in custody. But aside from the Spanish teenager convicted of transporting explosives, no one has been formally charged in the case. An indictment was supposed to be ready for the second anniversary of the bombings. Now, the investigating magistrate, Juan del Olmo, says the indictment will be served by early next month. Jessica Almqvist, a Swedish terrorism expert based at the Frida think tank in Madrid, says prosecutors at Spain's national court have had a hard time linking suspects directly to the crime.
They often have to sort of go down a step or two or three and say, well, we are not sure that the person actually committed the crime, in fact, in the sense of being there and actually executing the crime. But he was at least a member, and he was at least around, and he was at least collaborating.
At one of the past week's memorial ceremonies, Conchi de Cos said all she wants is to see her husband's murderers punished. What's needed now is for the trial to be held and for all of them to go to jail, she said. They shouldn't reduce or eliminate their sentences like they did before. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.